Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening? This is Tommy Bottles, Mr. Educated Dexter 101, and I'm listening to Genesis Poetic High Open Mic with Radio Rail on OG Radio.
Don't forget to come and pick up your feelings. Don't leave no pieces. You need to hurry and pick up your
side of me. I just get soft when you're around. Even when I act up, you bring me back down. Yeah. When your body's close, I just relax. Exhale real slow. My mind just feels right. Even if I'm wrong, let me feel right. Or get me right. Kiss me, come and put your lips on me. Don't worry about who says what. They can't break you and me. No, he can't come between. She ain't got nothing on me. No, no, nothing. On me, I don't want nothing perfect. No. Nothing walking is worth it. Long as we're together, to me that's perfect. The fight is all worth it. Yeah. The fight is all worth it. Yeah. When your body's close, I just relax.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl. I am Genesis with the Twisted Lips of Poetry, guys. I know it's been a while. I have not been on here. I've been busy. I have had some great things going on in my life. Also, Radio Rail also has some great things going on in his life. He is also not here tonight. I just really want to come on here and do some announcements because it's been a while. And if you guys want to call in and, you know, spit some truth, you guys can. Make sure that you guys call in at 516-666-9826. Again, 516-666-9826. So, anyways, so for some announcements. So, as you guys already know, or if you don't know, Poetic High Presents Puffin Poetry has found its official spot. We had a grand opening. It was July 8th. The Prince of Poetry came and performed for us, so yay to that. We also had our girl Prolific in the building. She came out and did her thing. She also was a guest at the first ever live Poetic High Presents Puffin Poetry show. So she's been definite fan supporters since day one, so I really appreciate her for that, and her set was absolutely beautiful. It was amazing. Same with the Prince of Poetry. He has a great spirit, and he's traveling the world and just promoting poetry all over. And it's just so beautiful seeing, you know, the new era of poetry from where it came from and where it's currently headed. So I'm here for it all. We out here spreading the truth, speaking for the voiceless, you know, creating life. So that's always a great thing. So, yes, we had the grand opening July 8th. The next show will be August 12th. August 12th, put in your calendars. Tickets are already up for purchase. We already have a guest speaker, a featured poet that's coming out. His name is Ben Ami. He's been around for a while. He does 365 days of poetry, Ben Ami. So he's always on a go doing poetry, promoting poetry, living by poetry, living through poetry. And it's definitely a great start. So I'm just really blessed right now and very thankful and grateful for everything that's going on. The vision of God is coming to fruition, and I'm here for everybody. Everybody's eating. Also, so now that it's the summertime, Zoetic Island, which is Zoetic Island, Islandlock, is on Instagram. You can look it up on Instagram. You also can look it up on this site called Hip Camp, like HIPCAMP Camp, Hip Camp. It's like an Airbnb. So if you guys are interested in camping, like fishing, sleeping under the stars, just like a staycation away from home, we have a location on the island in the middle of Fox Valley River in Aurora, Illinois. It's called Zoetic Island. You can find it on Hip Camp. It is open and available for booking now. You guys can go on there and book away. You guys will have to secure your own tents. Everything else pretty much is going to be supplied, like the fire pit, of course, the compost toilets and things like that. And you just pretty much have to bring that. If you want a bigger package deal, then we can discuss that further. If you want to email Zoetic Island, Zoetic Island, islandlock@gmail.com. If you guys want to email us, you can. If you have any questions pertaining to Zoetic Island, how to book it for camping, just go to Hip Camp or email me at that email for Zoetic Island. I have some more stuff, but I want to go on a commercial break really quickly. So I don't know if we can go ahead and play me out to some music to take a quick break.
Like you need me.
Hey, that was Princess. Who was that, Miss AK? I don't even know who that was. I remember Aaliyah. But so many people have done a remake to that song.
I got you. That was Atticus Rose with the Carefree remake. See, I got you covered.
Okay, because I was like, what's going on? But, yes, they did a remake of the song, and I actually like it because I really like Aaliyah and everything that she stood for. However, thank you guys for all the support that you guys do for Porta Kai, OG Radio, you know, Porta Kai Thursdays, Porta Kai Presents Pub and Poetry, and I'm sure you guys have been also blessing me with, you know, things for Zoetic Island, so I'm really appreciative of all those things. I also had my book tour that I was busy in the beginning of the summer, promoting Thunderstorms Are Meant to Be My Friend all over Atlanta, Kentucky, Chattanooga, Tennessee. I was in New Orleans. So I've been moving around, so it has not been just, and I still want to have this platform for people to call in, you know, spit their truth, maybe roll a swisher with me, and we can sit here, smoke, and do some poetry together. I've really been seeing people for who they are lately. So I want to talk about that lately because for me, I'm used to people, is it real? Like if a person says, hey, let me fix your crown, queen, but then crumble it at the same time. Have y'all noticed that lately? Or am I the only one? Because I just been feeling like, you know, people, they're not genuine all the time, you know, and I feel like genuine people do exist in the world because I feel like I'm a really genuine person. And if I'm here, then I know somebody else at least like me in a lot of ways, you know. I just got to, you know, eventually I'm going to find them or they're going to find me. But, you know, I still have hope because I know I'm a genuine person. But I've noticed lately, like, people have not only been happy, people have also not been so happy. So I noticed as, you know, time has gone on with blessings and bringing God's vision forth, everybody's not going to be happy for you, and that's cool and all. But sometimes, you know, you can't be like that because you don't know what that person been through to get where they at. It might have been awful. It may not even been worth it for that person. But you never know. So, you know, just never judge a book by its cover because I don't know what that person goes through and the person don't know what I'm going through. So I always try to remember that. Stay humble. Stay prayed up. Stay grateful because, you know, this is a one-in-a-lifetime opportunity just to even be here on earth and have the opportunity to grow and develop on a day-to-day basis. So I just appreciate that you have health. You know, people can see, hear, walk, have their limbs and things like that. And, you know, for the people that don't have those things, you still be grateful because you got breath in your body to have the experience to know what not having is like. And so they can give a testimony to other people that's out there thinking they're the only one. Trust me, you're not the only one. However, make sure you guys go and grab Thunderstorms Are Meant to Be My Friend. It's on Amazon. You can go on Book Patch. You can also go on Barnes & Noble. Out on Plainfield Road for a book market, I will be having another book signing there this month. By the end of this month, I will be promoting it on my pages. On IG, it's going to be 3YEM_Genesis. And on Facebook, it's going to be Genesis Silverman. So you guys got to check it out. I will be posting so you guys can come see me, get an autographed copy of the book, you know, check out some poems and also get the information on the next Puff and Poetry show. I would really enjoy to see y'all come out. We had DJ Mr. AK in the building. We also had Radio Rail, of course. They usually rocking at all my shows and very supportive. And I appreciate them for that. So, you know, they came out and supported and did their thing. Even though they don't get on the mic and do poetry, we're going to share some poems tonight. Well, I'm going to share some poems tonight. We're going to be a Lexi Daisy night doing announcements. because, you know, we haven't had the platform done in a while, so I don't know even what type of night we're going to be doing, but I'm really thinking it's going to be like, you know, your worth or something to the effect of, you know, just to never give up, and when you have self-doubt and you become like reborn or have like this euphoria thing, and it goes like this. As I grow out my skin for maturity, I began to cleanse my skin that represents pain, that tainted my pigmentation for years, and I are ready to heal as I bleed out. I cried out my loss. I cried out my mistakes. I cried out my pain. I'm ready to love again, but without my skin. I'm vulnerable, so I shed myself with bricks and surround myself with fire as the days turn into nights and the nights turn into days. Weeks turn into months and months turn into years, and I begin to see the patches of skin grow from head to toe, and those tears that once fell from my cheeks turned into power, and see my skin had such a glow of happiness that the fire began to die, and the bricks began to fall one by one. See, my worth had been reborn in peace. So when people get through hard times, or they are going through something, and just because you're going through something at that moment doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad life. It's just a bad day, and you can't coax everything that you've been through into that one day just because it's a bad day. Everybody's meant to have bad days, and they're going to continue to have bad days because it's all about experience, and we definitely need to continue to understand the experience we have. Nobody else gets these types of opportunities. So be grateful for them and to know that you have worth. So with that being said, I'm going to read another poem. And I'm feeling like self-worth is what we're going to be pretty much discussing tonight. I've noticed like with self-worth lately, before I was a very sad person for a long time, and I had reason to be sad. Some people have reason to be sad, and you can live in that sadness, or you grow from it. But anytime you parked in the dark, your roots settle in, and you sprout eventually. And I feel like, you know, the foundations that you build eventually will sprout. But I know for one thing, if you stop, you'll never make it to the end. So I'm going to read this poem. Out of Thunderstorms Were Meant to Be My Friend. Please go check it out. Go grab it off Amazon, you know. And we're going to get to it, and it's called Self-Worth. As I prepare my self-worth for maturity, I peel the weakest limbs from the stem of myself, make space for the sweetest fruits of my labor to ripen, feed my roots with reassurance that the hustle was worth the struggle, that the gains I see in my selfies are real, not just pixelated Snapchat filters here today, gone tomorrow. Watch me frame my positive self-image. Hashtag look my, I made it. Hashtag look how I remade myself. Hashtag loving myself isn't selfishness. Hashtag fuck you for judging me anyways. As I prepare my self-worth for maturity, I scrape my epidermis of dagger. I forge from the fire of tribulations. Watch me peel away the layers of dead skin that weighed me down for years. Dead skin stretched and tattooed with the pain of I let you dress me in a straitjacket of pain that restricted my growth. Couldn't escape because a con man wouldn't let go. Now calm me down and watch me grow in peace. Thank you guys for listening to that. I hope you guys call in at 516-666-9826. Make sure you guys are calling in. We're about to take another break, a music break. And I'm going to roll me up one real quick, and we'll be back shortly.
Hey, I know it's your boy, Mr. AK.
I'm back on.
We hanging out tonight.
Yeah, I appreciate that because I've been busy, and it's hard to keep going sometimes, but, you know, I know we got to keep it moving and keep stuff going and whatnot, but, yeah, I got to call in and let us know y'all trying to participate, 516-666-9826, to come in and do some poetry tonight. If y'all out there, if y'all listening, if y'all trying to come and spit y'all truth or speak for the voices. You just got to get some stuff off your chest tonight. That's what the platform is here for. And guess what, y'all? I ain't got no more Swishers, yo. Like,
that's
what the night is all about. No, man, yeah, it's a problem, right? I ain't got no more Swishers, yo.
Big problem.
I got papers, though.
Hey, how do you get it?
I don't like the papers. Exactly.
People used to put themselves in all type of paper. Books, all type of. I'm just going off what I see on TV. Off how high, really? I'm just saying, off how high, really?
Yeah, you really, don't smoke though, DJ. You don't smoke, Miss AK.
No, okay. I tell you this. It's like twice a year. So if y'all catch me on my birthday, or y'all catch me on New Year's Eve, then y'all get me. Other than that,
what is your sign anyway?
My birthday is at the end of this month, so I'm a Leo.
So you're Leo.
Birthday is July 30th.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. Maybe I can throw a party. I don't know. I think I'll be hosting a
fight party for the Terrence Crawford, Bud Crawford, and the Errol Spence fight. So I'll be hosting a party with my Parlay family. Everybody know who the Parlay is. If y'all didn't know, the Parlay is a proud sponsor of OG Radio. So if y'all didn't know that, yes, we do have, you know, sponsorship for OG Radio. So shout out to the Parlay, sponsor OG Radio. You know, they definitely show us so much love, and, you know, they shout us out on the Parlay. So that is a show that is a boxing show consisted of Kendall Gill, 12-time NBA All-Star, NBA vet, you know what I'm saying, Kendall Gill from Chicago. He played with so many teams, Charlotte, he played with New Jersey. He is currently the commentator for Chicago Sportsnet. So if y'all ever watch any of the Bulls games, that is the Kendall Gill I'm talking about that we are affiliated with, man. So shout out to him supporting what we do. And like I said, we support everything that he does. So yeah, if y'all ever see any fight parties that y'all see him putting together, you know, that I'm behind all that. I don't like telling people that, but I am behind all that. So,
He'd be so modest. And then he also has marketing for OG Radio.
Yeah, we have a marketing department too for OG Radio as well. So we also help
modest
small business owners. We help big business owners. We help artists market themselves, because a lot of you guys, business owners, they either don't have the time to market themselves, or they just don't know what they're doing. And that's not a knock, because I get a lot of people who feel some type of way when I tell them they either don't know how to do it properly, or they just don't have the time. And people feel like I'm hating on them. Like, no, I'm not hating. I'm really trying to help you, because I do have a certificate marketing.
Speaking of hating, did you see what I sent you guys?
Yeah, I saw that. And I've had to go back and watch it twice. And I just feel like some people either go on social media for attention, to bring attention to whatever they're marketing. That's like one of the cases of bad marketing, when you try to down somebody else to make yourself look good. And this is also a tactic that has been done, like, with, like, I'm just giving y'all an example. Like, that is done, like, let's say it's you, like, it's guys out, and it's always one guy who will downplay one of his guys who girls are feeling to get that girl. Or it may be a chick who, you know, okay, it's going to sound bogus, but sometimes you may see a pretty girl hang out with a whole bunch of ugly girls. Why? Because she know that since she's the cutest, she's going to get the most attention. So it's not her hating on her friends. She just understands that I'm always going to stand out if I can walk around with the ugly girl. They may not be as pretty as her. Some of them may not be ugly, but that is also a sort of like hate. Like, you marketing yourself like, oh, she's the cutest one out the bus, so you're going to give her the attention. Instead of, you know, somebody really figuring out, like, who the other person is. So I felt like what she was really trying to do was really just hate on what you built as far as poetic high and all that stuff. All she came in there to do was see what she could hate on, see what that she could talk about that people be like, oh, yeah, that's bad, like, try to down somebody else's business. And I feel like in Chicago, whatever form of entertainment, there's always that sense of somebody hating on somebody to make themselves look good. And that's one of the reasons why a lot of things in Chicago don't move like it's supposed to, or a lot of things don't get the credibility that it should, because people look at that from other cities and be like, why would I even rock with her if she gonna hate on her for just putting together a show? Okay, it's cool to critique. It's cool to, you know, give your opinion on how it is. But sometimes you can hear when it's criticism, and you can also sometimes hear when it's just somebody hate, or it's just somebody trying to make sure they point out all the bad stuff, and then on the back end try to be like, well, but I do this and I do that. This is why y'all should rock with me. And that's not good a promo, because it's like, if you going to down somebody about their flaws, then what you got going on? It's like, for real, like, you look at it like, okay, So people are going to start to look at your business, and the first thing they're going to do is point out your flaws. So I feel like she went about how she was trying to promote herself the wrong way, because that's not how you promote yourself. You don't just, you know, go after or try to attack somebody else's business or brand to make yourself look good. Now, I know it is a competitive market out there, and I understand, what, you know, it's competitive, but it's also, it's always a way to do things a respectful way, and I feel like she didn't do it in a respectful way, because she just, like, literally went out to downplay y'all and try to make people not want to come to an event because of some of the stuff she said she saw and she experienced. And for her to do that, I feel like she didn't have to go on social media to do that. Like, for me or for anybody, if I really rock with you and I see some things that's not right about what you're doing, I'm going to, like, send you a DM, or I might call you, or I might say, hey, let's have a meeting real quick. I love what you're doing, but this one thing right here is going to hurt. But I'm not going to tell the world the information I'm giving you. I'm just going to give you the information so you can use it for yourself. And I feel like a lot of people do that. Like, don't get me wrong, social media is a competitive industry where, you know, 10 seconds of fame, 2 minutes of fame. Like when Vine was out, a lot of people was on Vine killing it. And then once they had to do content longer than 20 seconds or 30 seconds, it was kind of like, I don't want to listen to them no more. Like Instagram now, you know, they kept extending the minutes because so many people were being funny. So it's like now people have to find new ways to be funny, like, or new ways to do poetry, new ways to do music, to where they get it out quicker, to where people just like, okay, cool, I like it, I got the little snippet. Like, it's a smart thing that people do with the TikTok challenges, where people take somebody's song, create a dance, whatever. Like, that's good marketing. But it's right. Just a competitive thing all across the board. So I didn't like it, how she tried to attack your, you know what I'm saying, your show and what you do. And I feel like, number one, she could have came to you in a DM or somewhere private and just like, yo, sis, I love what you do. I love what you do for the culture. But these are some of the things that may hurt what you're doing. And I didn't want to just come out and say it like that. I didn't want to look like I was hating. It's just like, I love what you're doing. I want to see you grow, but this may hurt your growth. You know what I'm saying? So it's ways to give criticism and give people love and respect, and it's ways to where you just being a hater. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes it's being a hater. You know.
Well, I figured, you know, you've been in the game for a long time. You ain't got no reason to hate on the new people. And then, you know what I can't stand? When motherfuckers say, oh, hey, queen, and, you know, you're supposed to fix my crown, not crumble that bitch. Like, that motherfucker just, like,
yeah.
That's how I felt, like, watching that, you know, because I really looked up to that person, and I really was like, you know, damn, you know what I'm saying? Like, you really felt that way about me? Like, I... And, you know, the crazy thing with what they said was, because I'm looking at it as, if I can't afford you, I can't afford you. Like, poets are not in the same category as, like, R&B stars and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, Beyonce and shit like that. So we're trying to create the narrative to have that for poets out here so their features can be, like, $50,000 to come out to do one feature. You know what I'm saying? That's in the future. I'm sure Maya Angelou and stuff like that, but that's not a common thing for poets. And the fact that, you know, prices at the door for poetry or whatever like that, that pays for, like, the poets and things like that. And a lot of times, like, there is legendary poets in the building and whatnot, I do not like to call them on the stage because I don't feel like I'm deserving of that to call them on the stage because I don't have the money to pay for what they deserve,
exactly.
What they're worth. That's what I'm looking at most of the time. People give me their price, and I've told a poet before, like, it was too high for Poetica's budget, and I'd be like, hey, I'll be back. You know what I'm saying? Give me a few months, and then I could pay for you or something like that. But I'm not going to disrespect you and want you to do some labor or some performances for free, you know? That was just never my style. I thought I was being respectful, but I guess to them, they felt like it was disrespect. But to me, it's like, shit, I can't afford, you know, over $1,000 for a poet to come out, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially just starting out.
Right.
So that's just one of the
I feel like you can work your way up
thinking.
To that. I feel like you can work your way up
exactly.
to that because, don't get me wrong, there's times where, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing and somebody be like, oh, it cost me this much to come out and do this. I'd be like, for me, it's sometimes like I find a way to do it myself. But sometimes it's like, okay, I ask months in advance, like, what's your budget?
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, yo,
exactly.
if I can't do
and
it, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, I can't do it. And I've had people come tell
exactly.
me when, as a DJ, like, bro, I can't afford you. Okay, cool. Now, if I feel like
right,
I respect
you.
What you're doing, and I say, you know what, if it's somebody who I respect and somebody who I really genuinely want to help, I'd be like, yo, you know, okay, let's negotiate.
You.
Let me see what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
But if I tell you I can't negotiate, I'm not coming out of a disrespect. But I feel like a lot of times, and it's going to sound, I don't want to say petty, but this is how, like, with sometimes with us black folks, we feel like when it comes to supporting somebody's business, the first thing we're thinking about is getting a discount. And I feel like that's got to stop because it's
exactly.
so many times.
Because we don't give discounts for the white people.
We don't get this kind of number. I feel like it's a lot of times where somebody asks, like, oh, I could have did that for this, or I would have just showed you some love. I'm like, no, because I love what you do and I respect what you do. I'm not going to say, hey, I need a discount. I'm not going to come at you. Like, if I don't have the money for your services, I don't want a discount. I'm never walking to anybody's establishment looking for a discount. Now, if you try to give me the discount and you do it and I don't know it, then okay, fine, that's cool. I've had situations where, yes, the person that was doing my hair wasn't charging the same for me, for other people. And I didn't know that. I was just
yep.
paying whatever she told me to pay. I'm paying it. I'm not asking no questions, nothing like that. But that same person came back to me and said, yo, I got to charge you this price now. I said, cool. She like, you cool with it? Yes, because I respect what you do. Regardless if it's you retwisting my head, whatever it is, I respect your business. If I'm coming to buy something from you, whether you selling T-shirts, socks, incense, I'm just asking you what the price is. Whatever the price is, if I can
mm-hmm.
afford it, I'll afford it. Even if it's me just buying one, I'm going to respect your price. And I feel like a lot of people, number one, if they cool with you, they think automatically they get the discount or they go, you're going to look out for them. And that's not respect. I feel like respect is if you genuinely rock with somebody, and you doing it from, like, the kindness of your heart or whatever like that, then whatever you decide that you want to do it for, whether it's for money or it's not for money, that's on you to decide for the person you're working with. But you can't get mad and not and disrespect somebody's price because you feel like it's too high. I said, and you're right. Just like you said, like, you would go to Tom Ford and Polo and Gucci and don't care and go brag about how much your Gucci belt cost or your products cost or whatever like that. But we had our own company, FUBU, and people was laughing at other people for wearing it. Like, before it went out of sale, people were like, you wearing FUBU? I said, so you don't support black people? Yeah. So what you laughing at me for wearing FUBU for? And this is a black-owned business. So that means you don't support. I was telling people that. You don't support black-owned business. I told somebody. So I still had a FUBU shirt, bro. I probably still wear it. And somebody was like, bro, we'd laugh at you. I'd be like, but do you support black business? Yeah. I said, but you're going to laugh at me for wearing something that a black person created and built their own. I said, that's what I mean when I say I shop black. I try to shop as black as I can all the time. Not to just be on something because I feel like saying it now. It's just I really try to do that. But if I can't, then I just don't. It's just, and it's also how people carry themselves as a business person. That's why I tell people I do I have a marketing department. I can help you market yourself better. I'm not saying it to be disrespectful to you. I'm just saying it because sometimes people have to own up to saying, I don't have knowledge of that. Because people get offended when you tell them something they don't know instead of them being respectful. Like, yeah, I ain't know that. Okay. Put me on game. They're like, oh, you think you know everything. It's like, no, out of respect.
Exactly.
I don't want to see you fail. This is how this game goes.
So I'm trying to help you out.
I studied this. Exactly. And I feel like a lot of people really read a lot of things wrong when it comes to taking criticism. And for me, taking criticism is easy. I feel like for a lot of people, it should be easy. If you love what you do, you're going to understand when somebody's being genuine. You're going to understand when somebody's being, like, fake or whatever like that. So, like,
well, everybody doesn't know me like that here.
Well, yeah, but, you know, in due time, people will respect the business enough to know who you are as a business person when it comes to that. So you will get people who will help you unconditionally and just do it because they see your vision. They like, true, I see the vision. Go ahead, do you. Like, regardless of what I got going on or whatever we work out, I see the vision. So I'm not worried about what I'm benefiting from. I'm worried about the outcome, and I want to see it grow. And some people understand that, and some people don't. But when you tell somebody you don't, like, I ain't got your budget. If somebody tell me that, I take that as a respect, because you respect me enough to respect my price and not try to, not just come out the gate and just try to lowball me. Because if, like, when you came at those poets, they should have felt some type of respect. Like, man, I really appreciate her because she's respecting my price. She's respecting my hustle enough to say, hey, look, I don't have that in my budget. I'm not going to stretch myself thin. I got this. If you can work with this, then that's cool. If you can't, don't worry about it. But at the end of the day, when you tell somebody, hey, you know, I ain't got it, or I can't meet that budget, the person should feel some type of respect, because 9 times out of 10, when you somebody tell the price, you gonna be like Chris Rock and I'm gonna get you suckers. Like, get love that lot of money. How about for a dime you let me, you know what I'm saying, eat the sauce off, you know what I'm saying? You don't try to negotiate you down. Like, how about you pour the soda in my hand for a dime? Like, you know, try to budget you like that. But that shows that they don't respect what you're doing. They feel like you so desperate for your business to grow that you would take whatever somebody gives you instead of getting your worth and what you deserved and what you work hard for. So people will always try to see if you desperate enough to just take whatever somebody going to give you, because they feel like, oh, her business ain't doing that. She'll take whatever little bread we, you know what I'm saying, whatever little bread she'll take because of what's going on with her business. But if they see that you're just not going to take any little change, or they can negotiate you down off your price, they're like, oh, no, that person really believes in what they're doing, because she ain't just, or he ain't just taking the first little number that get thrown out. So it's a lot of give and take being an entrepreneur, and being in this game for long as I have, Genesis, I can honestly say I've seen the growth in a lot of stuff that you've done. Like the poetic highs, like, I've seen the growth in it. You know, even when I wasn't even a part of it at first, I saw the vision and I saw the growth. And then I saw how, you know, every event got bigger and bigger and bigger and better and better. And now it's to the point where now you have your own building to where you can really, you can put some roots in the ground and really and build this into more than just doing poetic highs. Now you can really think like a businesswoman and be like, you know what? We can also do this. We can also do this. It's a lot of things we can do now. So people will respect what you're doing because they see that you're not just doing Poetic High. You're not just doing Zodiac Island. And it's so much more to you, to where people be like, you know what? Now I see her vision. You know what? I did could probably come at her wrong. You may have some people who came at you, not sideways, but, you know, kind of not 100% behind the dream. Now they're going to respect what you're doing. And now it's like, okay, cool, yeah, we can talk. So it's like it grows,
yeah.
and people, you know, people get scared from two things. From contracts, when you pull out a contract and show somebody a contract.
Yeah.
And when we start talking about budgets, when those two things come into play, that lets me know who's a real business person. And those people, don't get me wrong, I would love to do business with them, but if I know I can't, I just can't. I'm not going to be mad. It's like, I see that you're not ready for this other side of this industry, because when you start dealing with the high price people, the mega stars, mm-hmm. you're never going to sit in the room and talk to them people. You're never going to have a face to face with them people. You ain't gonna never negotiate with them people. You're gonna talk to a lawyer, some other A&Rs or whoever they road manage. You never gonna talk to that person face to face. They gonna negotiate through the third party. You just gonna talk to the third party. So when people start realizing that's how they work, then they gonna feel different because they gonna feel a certain type of way. Think of like, oh, they acting funny or they acting Hollywood. No, that's business. Because if they believe in what you're doing, yeah, they'll sit down face to face with you. If they believe in what you're doing and they busy, they go send their most person they trust. Like, all right, well, look, I rock with them, but I just ain't got the time to go take care of the business. Hey, this is what I want in the contract. If they cool and they down, sign it, we rolling. So, yeah, my advice to you is I would not get frustrated with people who either try to down what you're doing or try to, like, negotiate with you about what you can and can't do as far as budgeting. And then just keep dealing with the people who you feel are genuine. And it's always going to be some people you least expect. So I would say just keep doing you and don't worry about, you know, people who just going on blogs and talking. And what the real thing is with that is they probably like, yo, she getting so much traffic. If I say something negative, the people that's supporting her going to jump on and they going to argue with me. They ain't going to do but boost my number. So it's a strategy behind it. So don't. It's probably not even no real beef. She just probably like, you know, my star is kind of dimming and hers is glowing. So let me jump on that star and relight my own star and relight my flame to where I can use hers. And you just got to make sure that you don't let nobody doubt your fire. That's all I'm saying.
Because what would be the worst feeling? And I'm going to keep saying this, but I'm going to be authentic about it. You know, when you look up to somebody or think of somebody as like this, it's like, dang, you know, one day like, I'm going to be able to flow like that. Like, you know, for the longest time, I could never memorize my poetry, and I used to be so embarrassed about it. Like, and I would just keep going to open mics, keep going to keep practicing. I started going to workshops. That's how I knew, like, it was more than just a, you know, hobby. It was more like a passion, like a love. Like, I learned to do it often, so I knew that's, like, what I wanted to do. And like a gift from God, like that's what when you understand what your purpose is or what you're supposed to be doing, like speaking for the voiceless. And if you know, you have those prophets that come out that God sends, and then you got those people that's going to throw a little shade, a tree or whatever in there. But I just realized, you know, my reflection on life may look completely different to somebody else's. And that person know me, and I don't really know that person, but as I say, I'm always trying to change the dynamics of poetry to make it a bigger, you know, mainstream type of deal. You know, eventually we get there, like, where it's coming. But, you know, those legendary poets paved the way for us, as, you know, the younger generation, as I'm going to do for the people that come behind me. And that's my job. And then we die. So that's what, for me, it was just kind of hurtful, to say the least.
Right.
About, you know, a person just not, you know, pulling you to the side more so, like I said, crumbling your crown instead of adjusting that motherfucker. So
exactly.
That kind of really kind of rubbed me a little bit. But then I was like, you know, it's cool, you know, great criticism. So from that, what I received in a positive way, like I really need to have motherfuckers accolades together. Like, that's not gonna happen. Mm-hmm. So I'll make sure I get everybody's bios and make sure things like that. But it's been, you know, somebody just asks me how I'm doing sometimes. When you ask some of the people that's like you consider strong, like, hey, how you doing? Those words alone just means the world sometimes, because you can have like a million and one things going on in your mind. Like, people don't really think, like, you got Zoetic Island, you got kids, you got poetic car, you got books, you got, you know, so many different avenues. Like, you know, and you're still trying to give back to the community by, like, right now we're on the show right now, and we're doing Poetry Cast Thursday, so people come, spit some poetry, speak their truth, you know, and talk about life and things like that just to get some things off their chest. But this platform is open for people to come get the information of the streets, you know, so they can go out.
Yeah, I feel like that's a great space for people. And sometimes it takes people a minute to open up, because I know for how I speak for certain people, I speak for myself. I say a lot of times people are scared to open up because the people they open up to may use that as ammunition. And, yeah, it sounds bogus.
Right.
It sounds messed up. But sometimes that really happens. They may not say nothing today or tomorrow, but it may come up in the argument. It may come up any way that it come up. It comes up, and you feel like when you tell somebody something and you really going through it, and then they use it against you, you kind of like, wow, really? That's how you look at me? Like, you don't really rock with me, because if you really did, you wouldn't use nothing I came to you emotionally and just, like, really, like, opening up to you, and you're going to use it against me. It's like, yeah, you wasn't really for me in the first place. The first moment you decided to say something to me, you was ready to cut me open. So it's like it's hard to, you know, say stuff like that. So I feel like this space that you created is a safe space, because people can create a poem for what they're going through. And it they ain't even got to put their name in it. They can be creatively getting what they need off their chest, just like rappers. They create a way, and they put in a word to where whatever they really going through, they can get off their chest without having to literally say, I am going through this. It's like, no, it's going to come out as a story. My story is this. My story is that. And I feel like sometimes that story get lost, because instead of people telling their stories, it's cool to tell somebody else's story, but at the same time, it's like, it ain't always what you should be doing. But
right.
People see people moving. They like, oh, you got all this stuff going on. You happy? That don't mean nothing.
Right. Not a thing. A lot of stuff be going on, and I call it the background noise.
You know?
And you still gotta focus on, you know, your present moment. You can't always be thinking about 5 years, 3 years down the road. You present moment.
Right.
You can't be in the past at all, but you knowing, like, dang, I did that back then, I gotta, you know, now it's catching up with me, whatever the case may be. Yeah, so it's all these physical things and on earth that is messing with you, your spiritual warfare. It's so many things that we deal with on the day-to-day basis that, you know, I forgive people and give all love back to them, but, you know, and give them their negative energy back, so.
Mm-hmm.
I be really trying to consume my peace for myself and share it. Like, right now, I'm on a journey of, like, every year I release some butterflies. So I got these Monarchy butterflies. Go look it up, y'all. It is Monarchy butterflies. They are going extinct. You guys need to be trying to grow some milkweed out there. Milkweed. It's a tough plant to grow, but if we all stick together and start just growing just one all over, you know, we can make a huge difference. So I'm learning to do the milkweeds, and then I'm also growing them myself. And every year I release the butterflies on the island. So, you know, Zodiac Island is going to be offering butterflies to be able to release, and they can be like give wishes. So each butterfly has a name, like creativity, prosperity, abundance, stuff like that, that I name them. I personally like nurture them myself. If you go on my page, you will see like 3YEM_Genesis, like the first book in the Bible. Please read your Bible if you do not know how to spell Genesis, please. So yeah, just make sure that you go ahead and check that out and grow some milkweed and release some butterflies coming soon. What else? I think that was pretty much it when it came to the island, and the trees got cut down. If you guys like camping, please go to hipcamp.com, okay? It's like an Airbnb for campers. I'm trying to get into the glamping field as well. So if y'all want to come out and camp, you know, Mr. AK, do you camp?
I used to when I was a kid. I did. I really used to. But you know what? I'm definitely going to talk to one of my coaches because he wants to do a camping trip with his 13U football team. He wants to do like a camp and then he like do a, like real camping. I don't know if you want to be outside like that or they want to be like, you know how they got campgrounds where they got the room, like the actual like rooms they could go into, like little like camp area. I don't know if they want to be outside with the like, you know, outside. But I'm a look into it and see if they down to use your island, you know, because they got a whole they want to do like a foot, they want to like do practice in the morning, and then do some other stuff. He want them to get away from social media, want them to get off their phones. And I was like, you know what, bro, that's a good idea. Because he was like, he want to get his kids back focused. Like, yo, you know, all this success, but we want to be focused on the season. And, you know, so I was really like, you know what, bro, I like that idea. And he just trying to find, I like I said, I had to get more details for you. But I just feel like what he was trying to do was real good because it makes sense. Because he was like, yeah, these kids, they social media. That's all they do. Yeah, always on social media. He's like, I want to see who these kids are when they ain't on their phone. Like, I want to talk to them. Like, see, you know, see what makes them tick, what they think about, you know, stuff that's going on in their home that they feel like they can't talk to. Maybe they'll open up at this camp. So I was told him, I'm behind him, bro. I'm like, yo, however I can help, I'm going to try to help, man. You know, I don't know how, but like I say, I always, when it comes to people I believe in, it's like, I'm going to help any way I can. I don't know how it's going to be or how I'm going to be able to help you, but I'm going to try to figure something out. Is it me putting you in the right situation with the right people or it's, you know, however I can help somebody, I try to do it. But I just feel like at the end of the day, camping is, like I said, I did it. My grandfather had an RV. So we just slept in the RV. We didn't sleep outside the grass and all that. We just really just slept in the RV. Like we did the you know, the s'mores and with fishing and all that other stuff. But we slept in like an RV. And then like one of my other friends, they did like something at a campground where they had like a, you know, like a lodge where they went and slept at the lodge. Everybody had their own room. And then they did all the camp stuff.
Yeah.
So like camping outside. So like I said, I don't know if they want to do the full like real outside camp build a tent thing or they want the live situation. So I will definitely get back to you on that.
Yes, it's hipcamp.com. Again, hipcamp.com. I'm the host. I'm letting you know if you guys are interested. Zoetic Island is in Aurora, Illinois. You guys definitely got to check it out. It's a sight to see. So, you know, Mr. AK still ain't been out there yet.
I'm gonna get out there. Like I said, my car situation will be fixed by the end of beginning of August. So I'm just getting some things together. Like you said, I'm on a journey too to get, you know, a lot of things that I need to get together. Like not just work wise, not just meet physical, you know, staying healthy, but more like for me, I feel like it's more a mental, spiritual thing for me. Like I feel like me, my mental sometimes takes the biggest hit for me because I feel like for me, I've seen what not to do as a man so much and always heard, like playing football for so many years, like you just build this. I'm not saying like all football players, but I'm just saying like most of us, like, we build this hard shield around us because we're supposed to just be superior athletes. We're supposed to show no emotions. We're supposed to do – it's a lot of stuff we're not supposed to do. We're not supposed to cry. We're not supposed to show emotion. We're not doing all that. But I tell people, when you see teams win national championships or win high school championships or they win NFL championships or NBA championships,
they cry.
What's the first thing these dudes start thinking? They start crying. And it's like, why do y'all always be hard for so long? I said, because you wouldn't know why. We think about the journey that we went through to get to that point, like all the sacrifices we made to, like, late nights we had to stay up, work out, do, like, whatever it is you did to that you sacrificed to get to that point. And you think about, you know what, everything we went through, it paid off us to, like, win everything, win the championship, be considered the best team, and then win it, or just everybody doubted us, and then somehow someone we made to the championship and won. It's like, when you get all that built up, like this testosterone and just will to win, when you finally, like, win, reach that goal, yes, you're going to be like, I'm sad. I did it. And you're going to think about everything it took for you to get there, and you just going to be, it's like almost just an accomplishment, like, oh, man, we did it. Like, and you can let the emotions out, because some people do wear their emotions on their sleeve or they play with their emotions, and that's a great thing. And I tell my kids, don't ever, you know, I tell my kids, like, don't feel like you can't show emotion. Like, show your emotion. Let me know when you upset. Let me know when you, something wrong. Let me know, you know, when you do a, when you make a good play. Scream, yell, do whatever. Just don't get no flag thrown on you. Like, let your emotions out. Don't keep them in. Like, it's okay to let them out. If you mad, say you mad. I'm mad. I'm going to allow you, or I'm going to do something for you to help you get that emotion out, whether it's, if we playing football, I'm allow you to, if you, like, somewhere where you can let your anger out. Like, I'm going to give you something to let that anger out in a controlled space. So, of course, you got to, I have to, like, learn. I guess I have to tell myself I had to relearn how to coach, because I went from coaching 14-year-old kids, like, halfway to high school to, like, grown kids. And now I was coaching a little 5-year-old, and I had to, like, teaching myself patience. I had to, like, literally, like, if people don't know, when you have a 5 or 6-year-old and you're trying to get them, teach them something, everything is a distraction. If a butterfly fly across one of their face and two of them see it, they all see it. And I don't know what this is, the genesis, you got to see it. Why is it when you ask one kid if they got to go to the bathroom, every kid around them all of a sudden got to go to the bathroom? I asked.
I don't know. I need you to bring some of that over here, because my son refuses to be potty trained, yo. He's, this one right here. Yeah, this one's.
Like,
this
literally, like, for real. I can literally tell one kid, we could be somewhere at a game. They could be like 3 hours before the game starts. Y'all got to go to the bathroom? No. 30 minutes later. You better go to the bathroom? Yes. One kid go. And I just stop it. You know what? Who else got to go to the bathroom? Go. And it'd be the whole team. I'd be like, why are y'all waiting? Like, what are y'all doing? Like, you knew you had to go to the bathroom. Why did you have to wait for somebody else to say they had to go to the bathroom? Now you got to go to the bathroom. Like, why? And it's just so funny to me.
Everybody's going to the bathroom, like, at one time.
Exactly. It's like, I got, like, when they were 5, because they're 9 now. So they were 5. It literally, we had to take, literally, stop practice and take a bathroom break. And the parents just thought it was the cutest thing. I was like, this ain't cute. This is not cute. I am irritated. And I had to, and like I said, that's when I had to train myself. I had to, like, literally, mentally, spiritually, I had to retrain myself, like, they're babies. Allow them to be babies. They're 5 and 6 years old. Allow them to be 5 and 6. The way you
right.
want to coach
they
them,
have a lifetime to be grown.
It's like we literally had to come up with games to coach these kids. Like, we had to, like, if we wanted to teach them something, we had to put it into a game form. Like, it was funny, and the parents said it was cute, but it was like, that's what we had to do. And to be honest, me not being able to coach some kids this summer and finally going to be able to coach, and I finally got a chance to coach them at Soldier Field, at the Bears Stadium, I realized, like, these kids are my balance. Like, I understand I got work. I do, like, all this stuff, marketing, all this stuff. But I literally sat there and thought, like, after I got done coaching them kids, like, all the other stuff I was worried about, like all the stress, like of life and stuff I was going through. Like, I didn't even care about that. Like, why I was out there with them, just coaching them.
Exactly.
And
that's how I feel about Poetic Kai.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And they just was crazy because, like, they, like, the first thing they did when they first saw me, like, where you been at, coach? You just say, you don't know us no more? And it was kind of like, okay, y'all funny. But after that, I was like, well, y'all know what time it is. They're like, yeah, we do. I'm like, okay, let's get it. And they, every single word, like when I got back to coaching them and them hearing me yell, it was almost like, all right, we got coach back in the building. We good. Because one of the parents came to me and she said, she was like, when you have your presence is out there, she's like, it's a dip.
It's a difference. And that's, again, when it comes to that, like, you have to know what your purpose is, or you eventually figure it out, whatever's pulling you close. And I'm already knowing that poetry and Zodiac Island, that's not for me. That's from God. And I don't care what nobody says, because none of this stuff was ever expected. Like, none of it. However, for the Kai, August 12th, guys, August 12th is going to be another Puffin Poetry at Poetic Kai's new official spot, guys. You got to come and check it out. Check my page. Make sure you follow me at 3YEM _ Genesis, like the first book in the Bible. Make sure you guys go to Genesis Silverman on Facebook, as well as I'm trying to do like a TikTok. It's a 3YEM _Genesis as well on TikTok. I don't really be on there yet, but we're getting it together. And of course,
yeah, I got it together.
We got it
so
together.
Bad.
What happened there?
Okay. I don't know why it do that. It's like it just drops the call after a while. I'm feeling bad. But it's all right. I got together.
It's about to go off anyway. It's cool. Right. I really just kind of did a show tonight because it's been a while since I've done a show. But I just really wanted to let everybody know why it's been a while. You know, I was on book tour for Thunderstorms Are Meant to Be My Friends. I've been very much so proactive in promoting the book as much as possible, doing street poetry, something that I've never done. And I've come so comfortable with doing street poetry. It feels amazing. You know how people stand outside and play drums or whatever like that in the train station. Like, literally, I was doing stuff like that, which was really pretty cool. I really opened myself up to new possibilities and pushing myself beyond the point of, like, fear, because they say the greatest things live on the other side of fear. And I learned that when I had jumped out of a plane. But that's another story for a different time. But
yeah,
I've been on the
plane. Yeah, that's dangerous.
Yeah, parachute, yeah. But I live to talk about it. And that's what I'm saying. And
I'm proud of you.
But that's with anything, though. Just the same way with becoming a coach, promoting your business, and becoming successful, and what comes with being successful, learning to balance that with your family and things of that nature. So it's more to it than just being successful, looking like, feeling like. You have to have them all together. Or it's not going to work.
You're right.
You got to be balanced.
You're right.
So, you know, I say that to say, like, you know, I really enjoyed myself. I stepped out of my comfort zone. I had the best experience ever. I traveled with the book tour and really just promoted myself. And, you know, I tell people, you are your own brand. Hear me out. You are a brand.
Exactly.
You walk around with Nike on. You walk around with Jordan on, promoting this other great person because you see they light so well. Jordan ain't paid none of your bill. Name one of them, okay? But you got a pair of his shoes in your house. right now, just promoting him, purchasing his stuff, paying for that beautiful house he lives in, paying for those beautiful cars that he drives. And, you know, and it's an amazing thing that you're helping other people out, but you gotta keep going. I don't know what's going on. We are having some technical difficulties.
I don't know if that's...
You've been listening to Poetic High on OG Radio, Poetic High Thursday night. I believe we're about to get up out of here because the technical difficulties
are
sounding
It's crazy.
Make sure you guys follow me at 3YEM underscore Genesis, like the first book in the Bible, or Genesis Silverman on Facebook. Please make sure you guys come get your tickets for Poetic High Presents Puff and Poetry August 12th. And also go to Zoetic Island, Zoetic Island, Hip Camp. Is available for booking for camping. Yes, you can fish out there, yo. Yes, you can. Is there anything other than that?
I don't think I got nothing else really going on right now.
Well, peace and blessings.
All right, we out. I'm going to play a song. Play a song and get us out of here.
All right.
Hey, babe. Got your voicemail. Just letting you know that I did touch down in Miami. We got a few shows to do out here, some press. And then we're heading out to Atlanta next. Got a couple shows out there. And then we're going to touch down in Chicago. You know I can't wait to see you. I feel like we've been playing phone tag and the text messages. It's not the same. I miss you so much. You know that? Like, I really miss you, babe. I love you.
I've been counting down the days since we've last seen each other. And it's killing me. These phone conversations just ain't working no more. No, I can send you photos, videos all day, but it's nothing like the real thing when you're right up in my face. Boy, if I never needed you before, my body's calling for you. Yeah. I want you to make love to me in the backseat of this car. Just the reality of your body touching mine is consuming my thoughts. Oh, I didn't spend a good amount of days thinking of all the ways I can have you. I gotta have you, boy. If I never needed you before, my body's calling for you. Yeah.